The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Video Games to the Max, where we are discussing everything that happened, including the, you know, incredible amounts of buffering from the PlayStation E3 Media Showcase. And I am your host, Sean Garman. Here with me, of course, Mr. Mark Morrison.
Howdy.
And joining us, the crew that's been with us for pretty much all these here, Mr. Wes Harrington.
Hello.
Randy Isbell.
Hi.
And Robert Taylor.
What's up?
Well, guys, I mean, the first part where they showed Uncharted Lost Legacy, no sound.
Yeah, they had a pretty rough technical start to this stream. And, well, honestly, they had a pretty rough time technically this stream. I am no longer the biggest fuck-up on Twitch today.
You are in our hearts.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But just, you know somebody's getting fired somewhere for the sound issues and then the buffering issues. But
well, who are they going to fire from Twitch? That's not their fault.
John Carnage is getting fired again. I mean, no.
Well, I mean, you got more of Lost Legacy. You know when that's coming out this year. So that's a plus. Yep.
And it's Uncharted, so you know it's going to be good. I mean, the gameplay doesn't fail.
And then you got the Horizon Zero Dawn DLC, the Frozen Islands, right? There's a bunch of kind of clips, so I don't know that we really got too much from that. I'm sure it'll be good, just like Horizon Zero Dawn was. And then you get a gameplay reveal of Days Gone, or at least more of it. He sets bear traps, he goes and saves somebody, he shoots someone point blank, you see the zombies. I mean, did it make you any more excited or less excited for the game?
It looks really canned.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure it's done enough to really shake the diet Last of Us feel yet. It has the hordes, which is, you know, which is slightly different from The Last of Us, but I still have that taste in my mouth from last year of, you know, we all thought it was The Last of Us 2, and oh, hey, it's some generic biker dude. Cool. You know?
It's a guy from Ride to Hell Retribution.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay. Randy, you got anything on Days Gone?
Still buffering, hold on. actually, other than we couldn't hear a good portion of this beginning section, I thought it was a great opening for Sony for showing some of the DLC stuff that they got coming down the road with, you know, the Uncharted stuff and Zero Dawn, and then, you know, we finally get more gameplay here, but I agree as far as what you guys are saying. It doesn't look that original. Yes, the speed of the zombies and how many zombies can be on the screen at once is pretty impressive. But the thing that made The Last of Us so great is the characters and what they were able to do with that story. And all I can see with what they've been able to show with this so far is just you you do look like a very generic biker, and I don't know if I'm going to get into that story as much. And the gameplay isn't that innovative from what they've shown so far to really have me go, okay, when this game finally does get a release date, which has been a problem with Sony on this press conference, whenever it finally does come out, I'm hyped for it. So, I mean, maybe a couple more trailers where they actually show, you know, character building and stuff, I'll get into it, but not yet.
Yeah, surely. I think at least it seems like you're not going out there just trying to mow them down. There seems to be an element of you're trying to avoid them so it doesn't become, oh, Dead Rising the biker game or something. So, and I think, to be honest, we haven't really seen the backstory for the guy either. So maybe there's something compelling that they show before we get to these points that we've seen, and that kind of hooks you in. But we'll see.
I'm a sucker for these types of games. I mean, the fact that it's being said that it, you know, looks like it's playing like Last of Us isn't that big of a detriment in my mind, because that's still a good game to play. So if it plays like it, I'm totally okay with that. And from what I see in the trailer, it looks like it's going to be fun to play. Hopefully, we get to see more.
Yeah, they did show Call of Duty World War II, which I don't know that we saw anything.
That was kind of boring.
Yeah, it's Call of Duty World War II. It just got a trailer. Call of Duty? Yeah, the first game that we didn't really know anything about was Monster Hunter World, or Worlds, which is multi-platform. Guy with big sword killing dinosaurs. After you find out it's Monster Hunter, it makes sense. Cool to have that game on a big system, I guess.
Yeah, and it's finally on an HD system. So that's a big step forward for the series, because, you know, until recently, the running joke kind of was they don't want to go to the new consoles, and they were on the Switch, or not the Switch, the 3DS and the Wii U for the longest time, because they didn't want to make HD assets. But now they are. So it'll be interesting to see how that proceeds.
Anybody else on the...
I think it looked good. I've actually never played a Monster Hunter game, but graphically it looked good. The gameplay looks fun. Not sure exactly if it'll work exactly like they showed in the trailer, because you never know about that kind of stuff. Did have the funny moment where he just kind of threw over leaves, some leaf blanket, and all of a sudden he just disappeared from view from these creatures. But I mean, it's video games and it's fun. But no, it looks really good. So I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and then they quickly went into actually large part of the conference where they talked. They showed VR stuff, and they started off with Skyrim VR. So now officially, Skyrim has been on everything. Just now it's in VR. We have reached the climax here.
It's not true. It has not hit mobiles.
Oops. Screw that.
Yeah, you might be speaking a little too soon there.
Who cares if it shows up on mobile or not? Anyway, I mean, it's... Bethesda's really going in with this VR. All their franchises, the major franchises are on... All they got left is Wolfenstein 2 shows up on VR, and they got everything almost.
It's nice to see a company get behind VR. It's a good sign that form of media might stick around a bit longer than it has in the past.
And I think they're saying that at least Bethesda seem to be like those are the full games running in VR. So, I mean, if you wanted your long game experience, you get those there. Then we went into Star Child, which had robots and guy walking around trying to evade the robots. Supermassive had two games, The Impatient and Bravo Team, which one of them, I don't know if that was supposed to be, he's being like talked to by this old guy with glasses most of the time, and then Bravo Team is sort of your like war game. And then you have Final Fantasy 15 Monster of the Deep, the fishing game in VR.
Your most anticipated game.
Yep. Hey, I'm ready for that. If I ever get VR, I want the fishing game. wait, you're not excited about the fishing in VR? I mean, you don't want that experience of the thing flying at you, Randy?
It's fine. I like the idea of the other thing better. Like, if they could have got the fighting mechanics down, obviously they kind of jump ship on that idea.
Whatever happened to the Prompto thing in VR? Did that happen?
No, they just did it.
Yeah, it's short and crappy, but it came out.
Oh, I just didn't think it ever came out.
What do? Just take pictures, though?
Well, that says a lot.
And then you got Polyarc, which was really fast, and Moss, the game with a mouse that can walk around, find things, and attack. Yeah. Wes made the Stuart Little joke, but
yeah, that was highlight of the conference for me. Was my Stuart Little joke. No,
just glad we got to hear it.
Oh,
I deserve that. I deserve that.
Woo! And then they leave VR to talk about or to show God of War. Early 2018 for this.
Doubtful.
God of War, I mean, Kratos is beating people up. You get to, his kid mentioned something about, I know the truth now. You know, I guess we'll find out what that means. And big ass serpent thing, which that looked awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean. Oh.
I love how much that press conference obviously sucked the life out of us.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's just kind of like,
I'm sitting here, and I just threw a tweet out where I said, you know, basically spoiled what my rating is for this conference. Well, not really. I didn't really explicitly say it. But I'm sitting here, and I almost want to go back and add in some other stuff I missed. And as I'm sitting there thinking about stuff I wanted to add in as not being mediocre, a lot of this stuff was interesting in its own right, but for some reason, just it in conference form didn't do it for me. You know, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, God of War looked good, Spider-Man looked good. You know,
I know the answer to this of why it didn't impress you this time, because everything you're saying and almost everything they showed here was impressive last year too.
That, yeah. And I think I'm also again, you've alluded to the fact that not a lot of these things got solid release dates. Like we saw like, you know, early 2018 or 2018 or.
Well, because here's the thing. So, you take out the VR games, which I'm glad they showed more VR games. I'm glad they're still showing love to that platform. But you take that out, and what did we get this year that was not announced last year?
Monster Hunter and
Call of Duty. Moss.
Moss is VR. Yeah, Call of Duty, that was almost like the obligatory, well, it's got to be here because we haven't seen it in any other
the only ones that were here that weren't there last year were what? Was Call of Duty, Destiny 2, and then the Uncharted expansion thing.
No, that got showed last year, too. That's where they unveiled it.
Not even that. And then
Horizon Zero Dawn DLC, that, too, was new.
Well, that's part of Horizon Zero Dawn. But the one thing that they showed a little snippet of, which I'm sure a lot of other people got excited about, was the Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, yeah, Shadow of the Colossus, yeah.
But still, not much happened here that was not on the show last year. There was more shown here that was shown last year than there wasn't.
Well, I mean, what they did is they showed more of those games, so you got more of Detroit, which bordered on way too much.
Yeah. They all did.
I didn't think Spider-Man was too much.
But it's a fine break, but if that's all you're doing, it does kind of wear on you. It's fine to go, and they've done this in years past, where it was like, Final Fantasy VII is coming at some point. Okay, now here is gameplay of a game that's coming out in October. Okay, now Shenmue 3. Okay, now here is some gameplay of stuff. If you space them out with like big reveals and stuff like Shadow of the Colossus, that's fine, but here's long gameplay of Detroit. Now here's long gameplay of Spider-Man. Now here's long gameplay of God of War. It's and while doing this, let's show this massive stage that we have instead of actually just showing the trailer. Let's just be. I think it was Robert who said it. I think Sony got full of themselves and they wanted to show off this massive display that they were putting on because they're like, well, we've already shown off most of what we have coming up. We don't need to do anything else.
To be fair, that stage was beautiful.
Yeah. I know, because we saw more of that than the game.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest problems, too, is just... And it killed all excitement for these games. It's just there was no absolution with any of them.
Yeah.
You saw this kick-ass gameplay, this or trailers or whatever, on games, like you said, have been shown before. But still, no absolution. Coming early 2018, like... That's a four-month window.
Spider-Man, just minimum. 2018. We don't even know.
And that's if they give the release dates at all.
But I'd almost rather you not show it if you're not going to...
So, here's something I'll ask you guys. I didn't watch all of the pre-show, and I'm not saying it should have just been a whole two-hour event, but wouldn't it have been okay, like, they show the gameplay of Detroit, and then here's a sizzle reel of, like, four of the games that they showed during that preview. Because those games are coming.
Those Playlink games are not worth it. Like, they're small games that no one's really going to care about. They're there if you've got VR. I mean, Ni No Kuni 2 would have been nice to see.
The new Hot Shots Golf 2 or whatever. Everyone's Golf looks awesome.
Yeah.
You could have done a small thing on that.
Okay.
In between these playthroughs. That's what I'm saying. You have the playthrough of this and then show a couple quick hitters. I mean,
a minute or two. They're trying to, you know, basically outdo Microsoft and saying that we don't need a freaking 2-hour conference. We're Sony, you know.
Which is great. I agree.
Yeah. And what they did, they had a 2-hour conference. They showed games for their entire preview. That part, to me,
no, the pre-show also had that long thing with Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
That used to be part of conferences. They used to
but people don't want that anymore. People don't want long pieces where they talk for 10 minutes. Remember when we blasted EA because they had a whole slew of developers talking?
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That pre-show wasn't a pre-show. It was still part of conference. That's like, obviously I'm going to break into wrestling here, but that's like saying the WrestleMania pre-show is not part of WrestleMania.
Ask Austin Aries because it wasn't on the thing that people buy. I'm just saying it wasn't on the DVD or anything. It's fine. It's just if we're gonna judge it on that, I'm not gonna say that those little VR games and watching a thing of Gran Turismo that honestly is any of us gonna buy that, you know? And
it's gonna sell a lot more than some of these games.
I'm sure.
I doubt it. Gran Turismo has been pretty tarnished over the years.
And it's still a racing game. Those racing game fans
are
very loyal. All right. Well, yeah, but I mean, they also a lot of people get way into those NASCAR games, and they are terrible. Yeah. They haven't made a good NASCAR game in a decade, but still, you see a ton of people flock to those things.
I will say that I got the press release for the Monster Hunter thing, and it is going to have multiplayer where you can drop in and drop out. So, like, if you're playing single player and you all of a sudden want to play multiplayer, you can set it up where it's open, and three people can show up all of a sudden, and you can play with them. So. That's kind of cool, actually. Kind of stays with the way Monster Hunter is. So,
as long as you don't have to go find some sort of stand or something to transfer your character back into your single game like Ark did.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, you know, that's why that thing's been in early access forever. But, I mean, yeah, they just basically expanded on last year's press conference. And
I don't think they were ready.
I think really what it is people have kind of gotten into this mode of, well, do you really want to see games that aren't coming until like 2020 just to say that we saw Kingdom Hearts 3, for example, or another 10 seconds of Final Fantasy VII Remake? I mean...
Beyond Good and Evil 2.
he ain't wrong.
That's the one game out of all of them, so I give them credit for that. It's not like they did that with all their games, like Sony, where almost every single game is 2018 and above.
That's not true. Call of Duty's coming.
Who, Call of Duty is not just so many. Who cares?
And also Destiny 2 is coming. Sorry.
Oh, well. You know. Uncharted's coming this year, the DLC. Yeah.
Oh, there we go. There's an exclusive. Cool. Yay.
So, I mean, I feel like we all just kind of got our minds zapped by that conference.
Yeah.
How much do you think the not buffering?
Oh, that might have helped a lot.
Yeah, I still think I would have been a little bit let down, though. I wouldn't be quite as drained as I am, but I don't think I would have been hyped either. You know? But I don't remember if I said this here or if I said it before I signed off the stream. But I am no longer the biggest fuck up on Twitch. Today, after the tire fire that was me trying to do Ubi, to see an actual large company have so many problems was uplifting.
So we weren't excited to see Spider-Man. I mean, I think that's what everybody wanted, right? They wanted gameplay.
Yeah, I was excited to see it. I mean, it was great. It looked great. It looked like it played great. But
oh yeah.
I couldn't get as excited as I wanted to because I was waiting for that stupid buffer circle to pop up. Yeah.
I hope the QTEs aren't like a lot of that game.
Yeah, it looked like it was, but
I hope they have fail cutscenes for QTEs as good as that one from I think it was Spider-Man 2, where if you miss the QTE in a burning building to try and save a hostage, he like does a face plant and it just zoom cuts to the hostage and they just go, I'm going to die. Explosion. Game over.
Yeah, consequences for it, yes.
I'll be straight on it. Spider-Man, like, straight up as a superhero, is not my thing as far as superheroes go. But the game looked fine. I do think it will be a bit too QTE heavy. But some of the battle stuff that they showed looked great, and I can understand why people are hyped for it.
It's funny that they show it for Spider-Man, but it's unless it's just not in there for God of War, but they don't show it for God of War at all.
Oh, God of War will have good time events. That's just a staple.
The fact that we didn't see more of God of War is why I don't think that early 2018 is going to happen.
I think they showed gameplay last time.
Yeah, no. They did.
Slightly. Yeah, they did. It was like a little demo. I mean, what was it? Where it kind of showed you that, you gain XP in this one and all that. So,
hunting stuff.
Yeah, which is cool, which got me super excited when I saw that. But would have liked to see more of this one.
I mean, it looks good. It's like what we know about. It's, I guess, what you guys wanted more things you didn't know about. Is that what I'm getting here?
No, I just wanted more games coming out this year.
Yeah. I just wanted Absolution. That's all. Just.
You want a Hitman?
for a conference that was so great last year, because it was like big bombshells that we hadn't seen, I just wanted to see, because last year there wasn't a ton of Sony exclusives that came out, and it was all, okay, this is going to be the year Sony's going to hit it out of the park because all of these exclusives, a lot of them are going to hit 2017, and here we go. And now it's like, well, no, 2018. That'll be our year.
I mean,
they've been hitting it out of the park since the beginning of this cycle.
Let's put it this way. If this exact conference had happened, but God of War had a solid release date of holiday this year, Days Gone had a solid release date of the holiday this year, and Spider-Man had a solid release date of, I won't be greedy and say, early next year. You know? Like, and they actually said March 17th, 2018. Or, and December
23rd. I mean, but release dates are so fickle, though. How many times have we seen big games already get delayed, like, two or three times?
At least that way, though, what we saw would have meant something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because a large part of the disappointment I'm feeling now that Randy's kind of put it out there and it kind of clicked in my head is we saw a bunch of this last year, and when we saw it this year, you would have expected to see solid progress and a release date because we already had the announcement last year, but instead it's more, well, it's still coming, I guarantee.
But do you want them to rush it out, and then you're complaining it's got to get patched a million times?
No, it's just the idea now that, you know, we're getting past the point of, okay, we have fun with, you know, everyone went bananas because they announced Final Fantasy VII. So now everyone's seeing it as, okay, let's just announce a big game the moment we start working on it. And then 5 years later, it'll finally come out. Instead of, hey guys, get hyped for the holiday season this year because we have some amazing games. All of those games were part of what they called the pre-show. And you will see all of the games that are supposed to be coming out this year on like the E3 floor. And now these press conferences are all, okay, we have a design picture of this game that we used to have, and you know, we're going to bring it back, and everyone's going to be super excited. But all we have is a picture of it. But in 10 years, this will be a full game.
Right, but that, like you said, I think it was during the Microsoft conference, people get hyped for the big games. They don't get hyped for the small stuff they showed on the pre-show.
Way hyped for Microsoft.
Right, you did. But what I'm saying is, you know, they're going to show Spider-Man and Detroit and all that over the golf game and... Yeah, you know, as much as I love Ni No Kuni and all, you know.
And Microsoft showed a bunch of first-person shooters and Forza and stuff like that for a longer period of time than they showed their indies. But they gave it their indies love, and they gave the games that are coming out this year some love. We saw 40 games, even though I want to say probably 10 of them were in a quick sizzle reel. But right. So we saw, I posted it on our thing, like 28 full trailers on that thing.
Right.
They gave them all love. We saw maybe half of that.
And some of them got more love on the PC gaming thing, too. The Ooblets and was it Last Night and another one.
And it's just kind of how technology – to me, this is how I see technology is show us a bunch of stuff during the press conference. You don't have to – I mean, show a little bit of gameplay here and there, but it doesn't have to be in-depth. And then basically on all of them, if you want – more gameplay, go to our YouTube channel or whatever, and that's where you can now see a 20-minute thing. Don't force everybody to see the 20-minute thing. Show 5 minutes, and then if you want to see more, go here. Everything is easy access now. You should take advantage of it.
I agree. I liked what Ubisoft did. If you want to see Assassin's Creed gameplay, wait till after we finish.
Yeah. They showed gameplay at Microsoft, so they announced it during the Ubisoft thing. It's like, hey, it's coming, but if you want to see more, go here.
Where EA fucked up, where they had Star Wars there for like 30 minutes, and you're like, oh my god, just end.
That should have been here's our trailer for Battlefield. Now, if you want to see, we're going to do this whole big battle, and that'll be after the press conference. Come check it out here.
Which is smart, because with Ubisoft, I mean, all the other streams, as soon as they were over, that box was ticked. It was closed. Except for Ubisoft, man. What they did was smart.
Yeah, and that's not that hard to announce that. Stay on after the stream. Even at Microsoft, with their mixer thing, they got Mark trying to level up so he can get free Rare Replay. So
I don't blame him. Rare Replay is awesome.
No, I don't blame him either. I'm saying they hook people in.
Oh, God.
You walked right into that one.
I did.
Nailed it. Nice. Well,
all right, so let's go ahead.
Anyone remember Deep Down from Capcom?
Oh, my God. That thing.
Nice, yeah.
I feel like they decided to remaster Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen and then just drop that game.
Didn't even talk about Marvel Capcom, did we?
I mean, I'm still trying to find that demo. I don't know if you can find it, but let me know.
Oh, the Infinite demo?
Yeah. I do want to play that thing.
Yeah, I want to check. I mean, demo, I want to check it out. But, yeah, it's still not... I'm not even surprised if the Ubisoft stuff works.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it might be one of those where they have to update the store.
I was going to say, Sony... Still, you don't advertise that stuff on your own
Ubisoft did it the whole conference.
Yeah, but you, when you're Sony, you don't advertise stuff on your PlayStation network. unless it's there.
Right, yeah. You know, they were having problems all show, so perhaps somebody was supposed to do that and they didn't, you know.
Probably one of those idiots hanging from the rope.
All right, so let's put a rating on this thing and end it. I don't think that there's much more to talk about here. Mm-hmm. So, where are you going? Out of 10, PlayStation Conference.
I'm just going to go 5, honestly, because, I mean, they had a lot of cool stuff that I was excited to see, but the buffering really just killed my enjoyment, and I can't put that all on Sony, but, I mean, it's still part of the conference itself, so I have to include it in the rating, so.
The loss of sound at the beginning was on Sony, though, so.
That's true, yeah, so yeah, 5. I'm just going to go with the middle of the road there.
What do you think, Wes?
I'm going to give them a little bit more benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say 6. Like I said, thinking back on it now, I'm thinking about all the individual pieces, and there's stuff I'm interested in playing, but it was just killed by the lack of solid release windows, all the technical difficulties, which like was mentioned, isn't all on Sony. Some of it is, but no solid release windows, and just it was baffling to me.
Yeah, I've been bouncing around between 5 and 6 myself. I'll go 6 because I think, again, if the buffering was not there and it flowed the way it was supposed to, maybe I'm not as down on it. So I'll be a bit more generous. I'll be nice and say 6.
I would say 6 with the buffering issue, but if it didn't have that, I'd probably give it a 7.
I would have gone 6.5 if they wouldn't have had the buffering issue. you know what? I'll say 6.5 because I got to give them credit for actually going out there and showing a lot with VR. Something that I think a lot of people hammered them on last year for not showing, and making people think that, wow, you invested in this thing and you're not even going to really. And to be honest, until the C3, they really hadn't been promoting the stuff that was coming out for VR either. So perhaps they've decided now that they're going to make a bigger push for this and all that stuff. Because, look, if you're asking people to shell out $400, $500, you need to really promote it. And I think they did a good job of that. And I was excited to see Spider-Man gameplay. Maybe it went all over too long or whatever, but I still was happy we got it. The other stuff was, it was all right. Detroit was just way too long. That should have been like 5 minutes shorter. And, so 6.5 for me. All right. So
what would you want to make it a great conference?
Oh, God.
Games coming out this year. I've already said what I would do to make this conference.
Mark
gave this the same rating as Microsoft. I'm trying to bite my tongue over here.
I like Spider-Man. What can I say?
Some of that is always going to be, you can't be unbiased. There's going to be a personal part of your rating that's going to be there. I'm going to, look, if they hadn't shown Beyond Good and Evil 2, I probably wouldn't have given Ubisoft an 8. But they did. So,
I dropped it down to an 8 because they showed that. Because I need to play Beyond Good and Evil. I haven't yet, so I'm not part of this hype train like I am with Final Fantasy VII. But the moment that popped out, which it looked gorgeous, I just took that and put it in the same bin as Final Fantasy VII and Kingdom Hearts 3, where I am now jaded to those games.
Well, you don't really have to play it because it's a prequel.
Well, no, I'm just saying, as far as, okay, they announced it, but when is it coming out? Is it ever going to come out? I mean, Beyond Good and Evil, we've been here before with the second one.
And it's apparently being made with some help of the fans or whatever.
That was the thing that worried me about it. It almost seemed like, oh, we came up with this cool design and stuff, but now we need your guys' help to tell us what we want to do with the actual game. Like, we haven't even started with the game part yet. We just made this cool video for you. Now, we want people that love this series to come help us make it entertaining. It seems like it's so far off. But, I mean, it was a good hype video for people that are into it. But
yeah, that's true. All right, I think that'll do it for us talking the PlayStation Conference. We got one more to do. You know, us on the East Coast, we had to stay up late last night. And it's, you know, definitely bedtime for my daughter, who you might have just heard, but I'm doing this right now. So Randy and Wes get to wake up a little early tomorrow and finish everything off with Nintendo.
You guys got to stay up late and watch Devolver Digital show so many games and have one of the most real... Oh, never mind. It was a goofy conference.
I love that conference. That was great. It was
really funny.
Yeah.
But I know Mark hated it. But... the Bethesda conference was... They showed some awesome stuff at the end. So, but yeah, and Nintendo's is like going to be 30 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. So it's not like... It's going to be that big a deal. If I could do what Wes does, I'd tell y'all could just stay sleeping, but I don't know how to do that. So, but yeah, so we got one more to do with Nintendo. Let's see what they show off, if they show anything that's not coming out 2017 at all. And or they have some surprises we don't know about. They're usually pretty good at that. And then we'll wrap it all up on Wednesday talking about, I guess, who won and all this kind of stuff, whatever. So until we talk to you again in a few hours for Nintendo, we'll see you later, everybody.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.